Ron Volano, licensed mental health counselor, certified clinical hypnotherapist, and alcohol substance abuse counselor. I also am owner of Family and Personal Counseling, 5 locations in the Long Island and New York area. We're considered either the largest private practice in the country or one of the largest private practices, and author of a book called The Zing, a self-help book.
Ron, it's so weird, but it seems that even though this whole crisis, maybe we might be starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, emotions are really running high.
Well, I think what's happening is that you have a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
And you have personal opinions, you have family opinions, you have couple opinions, you have business opinions, you have the media with all their contradicting opinions, and then politicians. So I think the one word for it is confusion. And confusion upsets a lot of people, and that brings up emotion. And we're human beings. We have a lot of triggers. So it triggers a lot of stuff within us. So fear sets in, and people are very, very fearful to go out. And then you have the other crowd that just believes this is a farce, and this was made up, and this isn't real. And you have a lot of mixed, I think, thoughts out there.
Plus, do you see a lot of fatigue?
Think if you've been through something in your life. You know, you're all happy in the morning, and all of a sudden, somebody gives you a negative conversation, say. All of a sudden, you don't feel that enthusiastic feeling. You don't feel that alive. You don't feel that energy, that good vibe. You feel, oh, I feel down, this and that. And then a couple hours later, you meet up with a friend or someone who brings you up back up. You go, oh, good thing I met you. I feel so much better now. And all of a sudden, the energy comes back. So I think basically the old phrase was, you know, people kind of feel drained. And I think because you're in your home, you have so much repetition of the news and conversations about this. It's not good to fill your subconscious with so much negativity.
Another thing I'm seeing just with friends and people I know is kids. And when you get kids into the mix, they aren't going to think through a lot of things that adults might think through before they get out there and expose themselves. You can have trouble again.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. First off, I remember a little bit of when I was a kid. I felt I was immortal, like I can do whatever I wanted to do. But also knowing I had the safety net of my family, my mother and father, and I always knew that they would be there for me. So it kind of gave me a false sense of security, go run around, do whatever you want. As long as it was innocent, it's fine. But what's happening now is with the kids, they're boxed in the house, but a lot of kids are used to working from the house. They're texting. For some kids, this is like bingo. They hit a bingo by being home. But the ones that want to get back out there and start mixing it up again, and I mean, you and I know that is dangerous, especially if you're bringing it back home to people with conditions. How do you keep them from doing it? Well, what was the discipline of the household with the children prior to this? A lot of times, whatever was prior, this is only really 2-3 months of this. It was already set and laid down. So if the kids got away with a lot of stuff, they're going to think they could do the same thing. What would you do if your 12-year-old says, I'm going outside, goes outside, you see him talking to someone, hugging their friend and everything else? You're not going to let them back in the house, your child? You're going to put them in a quarantine in the garage? So what do the people do, and what really should you do? And I have an answer if you want it.
Please, please help.
Well, the answer would be is to have I'm big with family meetings. You sit with the family and you look at everyone in the eye and you say, listen, this is what's going on. Quarantine's going on. This is not mandated by politicians, not mandated because it's false. There are people literally getting sick and dying, whether it's older people, whether it's younger people. Nobody really knows. You have the top level doctors. They're not putting their reputation online on television and having themselves recorded for history to make up something like this. So let's take it serious. Let's all go in the realm of this is a very serious thing and everybody's telling the truth that this is not a good thing to be mixed around with people, that we can catch this. So do we love each other? And then I would build on that. Because we care about each other, we don't want to do that because then we could be hurting one of us. And second of all, if one of you did do that and we know you did go out and you were with one of your friends, then here's the deal. And we're going to make a contract now. You're going to be up in your room for 7 full days and we will bring you your food up there. Take a shower in a bit and back in again for 7 days. And that will be the deal. And then you need to what? You need to fulfill that consequence. Because if you don't fill the consequence, if you have other children, they're going to think, well, no, with no consequences, so what? So that's exactly what I've had other patients do. I would do the same thing. I would tell my kids that if you leave the house, I'm letting you know, if you leave the house, you can't come back here. And I had somebody in my family that stuck with that. And the kid was like, you got to be kidding me. He said, well, you wanted to go see the boyfriend. And 3 weeks later, they let him back in after they took the test and everybody was cleared. And that was the end of the story. I have to tell you, that person has a lot more respect for the house and appreciation and more appreciation for respecting each other. Because it had nothing to do with forcing the parent will on them or the power. It was saying, you could actually hurt us. And why would you do that? Now, we know that the kid, they're not thinking I'm going to go out and come back and kill my parents. But what they were thinking is selfish. I'm just doing my thing because that's what I want. And we'll throw caution to the wind. Well, they learned a big lesson and they didn't know where to stay. The other family members wouldn't let them in because they said, what happens if you got it from your parents? We don't know, but where you're going? And they were really, really, really stuck. And then somebody came out of nowhere and helped the family out, had a spare house somewhere that the person could go there for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
But otherwise, honestly, the aunts wouldn't take her. The grandparents wouldn't take her. They said, I'm sorry, we love you. But I don't know what you're going to do, spend $200 a day in a hotel. But the other kid that was at home in this house, boy, let me tell you, he followed every rule. Every rule. I think the father followed the rules even better.
Like that family meeting where everything is laid out. So you know the consequences. These are the rules in this household. And if you are part of this household, you will follow the rules. That's a great story, though.
Yeah. And a sweet way to do the house rules and house meetings is to give everyone a pad with a pen. Say, listen, everybody write down some things that you think, why this is bothering you, what you believe, what you don't, and what would you like to see, what kind of rules you'd like to see in the house while we're going through this. And then tomorrow we'll meet and give you a day to think about it, put some thoughts together, and we'll have a discussion. And no one's going to have a better opinion than the other person. However, there has to be a rule that no one is going to harm each other or no one's looking to harm themselves. And that's the only rule we need to have here in the house. Otherwise, let's go over the rules, what we like, who's bothering us, where we'd like to watch TV. Let's set it up the right way. So this way you don't put that forcible tone. They're young people, and even if they're not young people, the point is everyone has to have their freedom. With freedom comes much responsibility. And understanding that takes a lot of willingness to do what's right.
I'm not talking about teenagers, which you can sort of understand the teenage mind, but young adults who think that they are invincible and that it can't happen to me and that what they do almost doesn't count and how that affects other people in the household. How do you deal with that when you're dealing with somebody a little older who really should know better, in quotes?
Well, absolutely. Well, we have to say, where did you get that thinking from? Where did that come from? Were we spoiled? Were we this? Were we that? And the word that comes into my mind is entitlement. Yeah. I'm entitled to go here. I'm entitled to do this. But you're entitled with what kind of self-sufficiency? Are you providing your own income for your apartment? Or are you relying on the parents to give you that? Why are you running out? Because you think if you don't see that boy, if you don't see him for a couple of weeks, he's going to go leave you and be with someone else. Or that girl that you want to see. Oh, no, no. Then, you know, she's talking to somebody else on the phone and I can't control it. So here's one of the things. Watch this. When you're controlling, you're out of control. And when you're not controlling, you're in control.
And knowing that
the difference is the key. Understanding the difference between the two.
I like that. I like that a lot. Do you think that things will change at an accelerated rate after what we have gone through? Maybe people will realize that they are in the wrong relationships or that they're in the right relationships.
I'm a little excited because I know a couple of couples that's happened to, but that they were considering divorce. And this quarantine, they found their love again with each other and the family. And there was one person was about to have an affair and he held the affair back because, you know, he couldn't get out. So thankful because now their whole world is a whole different world now and excited to be back together again. And of course, the children are thrilled to death. So there's a lot of good stories, but a lot of news doesn't look for good stories. These people should be the ones on the air a lot and saying, hey, I was going to go this way and this quarantine got me to realize what I would have lost.
People are starting to slowly see other people outside the household again. What do you recommend on letting people back in and how can you be sure that this is a good thing?
I'm a big believer and I took the two tests to take the antibody test. And I don't know if this is good to say this on air, but
please.
I think you should take two different antibody tests, you know, from two different labs, because this way it'll settle your mind. So I took two and they were very close. I also took the COVID test. I think at least you get that in. That gives you a little bit of knowledge of what's going on in your body. Second of all, be around the people that you really care about, but know that they're safe to be around. If you're going to go somewhere and you have a little bit of ambivalence, wear the mask, sit across the table, sit outside, and start to inch in. But boy, I see a lot of people, I don't know about you, Pat, but I see a lot of people hugging each other again, whether they should or not.
I know.
No one knows for sure who gets it, who doesn't get it, and that's the scary part. I'm just curious to see how many people are going to actually take the vaccine when they come out with it. One of my tips is always, when you choose to change your thoughts, you begin to change your life. And it's easy to say, but let me say this to you. Start journaling today, people listening. Write down your thoughts. It'll be the first time you see what you're thinking. Write down. Journaling is very powerful and very important to do. And then put it down and just write every day your feelings. And when you feel angry, you feel frustrated, go to a journal and just write down your thoughts. One of the main things I believe for your mental health is powerful, and read something positive. Don't read about what you're going through. Don't read about a negative thing that's happening. Read something opposite of what you're going through. So put some new information into your subconscious, into your mind, so that you can have new results. And with new results, you have change. So that's just, hopefully that's a tip that might be helpful.
Ron, I guess I better put that book about the Black Death down.
Honestly, stop letting the outside world be in charge of your mental health. Be free. Start living your life with a lot of joy. That's my thing. Live with the zing, Pat. Get the zing in your life.